that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Well, good morning to the remnant and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this Saturday morning, August 7th, 2021. A little hazy, a little smoky out today. And a little cool, 48 degrees. That's a little cool for August, I think. But that's okay. We'll take it. And we've got a full crew this morning. And Tim, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Paul out in Michigan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And John, good morning to you too, sir.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to the remnant. We thank you for joining us here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, going out on the internet, on the shortwave. The call-in number hadn't been working as much lately. That's a separate service. I know we've talked to some people on the phone about that. It's nothing we can do about it. We've signed up for it, and it just kind of is what it is. And so, but the internet stream is good and solid. And the shortwave, depending on where you're at, we get reports that it's booming in areas. In other areas, it's like shortwave, and it's not. So, but we're putting it out in every way we can. And so we're thankful to be able to do that. And we've got our Bibles. We have got some good hot coffee. And we gather in the name of Jesus Christ. And we welcome those that gather along those lines with us. Well, John, we'd ask you if you would open us up in prayer, and then we'll go with this program, sir.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that you set aside for your people to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking the assembly, which is the habit of most. We also thank you for all of our many blessings, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for the times, which is most of the time, that we take for granted, even the little things. And Father, we also thank you for the trials and tribulations and testing that we're going through right now. Lord, we ask that you would hear us as we cry out for grace and mercy in your wrath, and that you would find us, your people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. That you would deliver us, Lord, in a Red Sea, out of this Red Sea predicament that continues to advance. And Father, your word says that repetition is the key to success with regards to our prayers, and pray unceasingly. So we do, Lord. We continue to pray that all of the wicked, vile, evil things that have been done against you and your people would be revealed and shouted from the rooftops. We continue to pray for confusion to be sent into the camp of the enemy, that they would fall upon in the pits that they dig and be ensnared in the traps that they lay. Continue to pray for righteous judgment. Lord, that's what we need in the land, is righteous judgment. It appears to be a two-tiered justice system right now, and the demonic forces of hell, demon rats, seem to have one form of justice, and Republican, Christian, conservatives, another. So, Lord, we call upon you for your justice, not man's justice, but God's justice to be carried out. This morning, we ask that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to what it is that's important for your people, the remnant, to know, as well as how it ties into biblical prophecy. Pray for your continued blessings and protection to be upon your people, the remnant. Father, you say we have not because we ask not. Well, we're asking, Lord. We're asking that in these last days that knowledge would increase. We're asking for more Holy Spirit. We're asking for more obedience. We're asking, Father, for that you would hear us in our appeal to heaven to save America again. Give us the opportunity, Lord, especially now, to reach those that can come to repentance. Father, put them in our path. Let the Holy Spirit speak through us. Father, I pray that there would be a great awakening in this land, that you would remove the scales from those people's eyes and unstop their ears, that they'd be able to hear and see the truth of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when they do, that they would repent, fall upon their face, cry out, ask for forgiveness. And Father, that you would lead them to baptism for the remission of sins. There is a great awakening that's taken place, and there are those that are finally starting to understand that nothing but the blood of Jesus, the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can save us. We pray all these things to you, our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who your word says is the only intercessor between God and man. In that name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, looking at the affairs of the day, I wanted to start out with a scripture from Isaiah. It's found throughout the Bible, or I would say it's repeated throughout the Bible in different ways, and it should be encouraging to the followers of Jesus Christ. It should be encouraging to the Christian today. I know it's encouraging to me. And it's Isaiah 35, verse 4. And it's real short. It says, "Take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but he will save you." And that's the promise that we have as the believer, as the follower of God, as the doers of the word, and not the hearers only. We're told to take courage, to be courageous, right? We read that all through Joshua. Be strong, be courageous. And fear not, I think that's 60-something times in the Word. And I think that these scriptures are definitely for days like today, to take courage, to fear not, to know that God is storing up His vengeance. He is not, what does the Word say? His hand is not so short that He can't save. His eye, He sees what's going on, and He knows. And He's patient, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance and to come to that everlasting life that Jesus offers. But it's only going to be for so long. And so, you know, remnant, do that. Take courage. I'm sure some of the things we're going to talk about today are some of the things that the enemy's trying to do, that the enemy is doing. And it may seem bleak, but the recompense of God will come. And that word recompense is the reward. We read that throughout the scripture, that, you know, He's about to come and basically paybacks. And, you know, for those true followers of Jesus Christ, the doers of the Word, well, that's a great day. That will be a great day. And for those that are not, it will not be a great day. So keep the faith. Fear not. Fear not. Tim, how do you see things going on down there? We talked a little bit before. You said you guys are getting some unseasonable heat.
Well, I don't even know if it's unseasonable, but it certainly is. It's just been really hot. I mean, rain's kind of hard to find, and the humidity's high, and it's hot, no fires. And I know a lot of our farmers are very concerned, particularly the dryland guys this year. I mean, it's been problematic. So, but that's, I don't know if that's unusual, but it certainly is a concern. And amidst all the other turmoil that's going on in the country right now, it's just another stressor for a lot of these guys. I mean, we're seeing financial hardships, and then you top it off with environmental stressors and everything else. It's hard on a lot of these guys. They're trying to figure out how they're going to make it work, and it's rough on them. I think that when we look, it's funny to me because, you know, you talk about some of the things that are going on, like different things like chemtrails and different things, and a lot of times you get those looks, and I've been amazed at how many guys I've had come in and go, you know, there could be something to that. So I've had they didn't forget you said it. They might have thought you were a little out there when you were talking about some of the things that were going on and some of the effects of man-made control over things, but they just didn't really believe it. But suddenly it becomes a lot more believable to them when they begin to see some of those things that you know, we might have somebody out there who's an enemy, who's trying to destroy things, who's trying to the why part is that's the question I get a lot of times, and it's trying to explain to people that the why part is not something that a Christian man with God's laws put on their heart can understand. That's the part that that is a little more difficult. They'll destroy themselves in order to destroy God's handiwork. You know, that's they have no care about that.
Right.
And so it's a new opportunity to talk to people in a new way. You know, and I'm thankful for some of the eyes that are being opened. I mean, I think that's the thing that's come out of this more than anything else. I see it as a call to repentance and you know, justification under God's way of doing things. And I think we're seeing a huge revival across this land in regards to that. People are recommitting themselves to that, good people, you know, that are called. So that's what I'm seeing a lot more of, and it heartens, it lifts my spirit to see that. So I think we're seeing some of those kind of things go on.
Amen. That is encouraging.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, how many people are actually hitting their knees and crying out for rain and rebuking the weather conditions that are causing these significant issues, the fires and the floods and the droughts and everything else you can think of, earthquakes, yes. Volcanoes. I mean, Paul was saying this morning that there was, where was that in Chile, Paul, where they're getting hammered with snow, which is unheard of.
In Brazil, and I've seen snow in Africa, too, which is just flat unheard of.
Wow.
So, in Italy, they had rain, and now they're on fire. I've seen one comment, God has forgotten us. They call it the apocalypse. And this isn't on the news. I got this. I just go on YouTube, and it goes through all kinds of different stuff, and that's where I see it. But other than that, it's not on the news. Even Tokyo is being hammered by a typhoon right now. I seen a video last night, semis blown over, sitting still on the highway.
Wow.
It's just vicious. The roofs are blowing off. I mean, but my wife's looking at the Olympics there, and it's hard to believe.
So. Yeah. Well, it's the birth pangs, right, that God said would be come closer and closer and get stronger and stronger, and he's doing everything to people to
repent.
They
must be up there. They must be up there seeding them clouds or something. I don't know what's going on. That's sarcasm.
Yeah, I know. That's what people say. Oh, yeah, it's harp, or it's this or that.
I went to a Patriot movement one time, and they're telling all this stuff, they're controlling the weather and stuff like that. And it really kind of bothered me. I went home and I read my Bible, and God says, I control the weather. And that settled it in my mind right there. All this stuff that's going on, and God will not be mocked. And you can't, and I think really Isaiah 26:20, come my people, enter thy chambers and shut the door about thee and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is overpassed. So, and I almost think that's where we're at, personally.
I agree. I mean, I wasn't trying to, when I was talking about some of the other stuff, too, I wasn't really trying to give them any credit. I mean, God said spring, spring, fall, winter, and so on and so forth. And I think that, I don't think they're not trying to mess with it. I think they are trying, but they're going to fail. So,
I understand that. I totally understand that. It ain't beyond them to try it, because I'm sure they've been doing it, but this is beyond them. That's what I'm saying.
They love to play God, I mean, that's the thing, and that's what they're playing at it. They have no idea. And
keep calling them Mother Nature. Keep calling them Mother Nature, and we'll see what happens.
That's right.
Yep.
And they are, John, you had mentioned it, somebody did before the program, that, California is basically out of water. And it reaches up into Oregon and Washington State as well. They haven't had irrigation water released for the farmers. And that is just, people don't realize what it is now. But let's wait a couple months when those crops would normally be harvested. And it might be some cash for that family. And it's food for many people. Sometimes it's just a little local farmer's market, but sometimes, some of those, I think I heard it was over 800 farmers that were affected just up in that, northwest area of the country. Just this one part of the country with the lack of water. That's food. And then you couple that with, like you had said, Paul, the snow down in South America, Brazil and Chile, and a lot of our food comes from down there. Take a look at the blueberries in the store. Take a look at the asparagus. Take a look at a lot of the produce. And that's where it comes from, Mexico and Brazil and Chile. And, it's when famines came on the land, when we read that throughout the scripture, they didn't happen. It didn't happen just on Tuesday. Everything was fine, and all of a sudden Tuesday there's no food. It was a gradual thing. That's how God works, because he gives his people time to repent. But he sets these things up. In California, I saw this morning, the Hyatt Power Plant, hydroelectric power plant on Lake Oroville. They put it together in the early 60s, and when they turned it on, it started producing power, and it has not turned off since the 1960s until now. And they've shut it down because they don't have enough water. There's no water to run the power plants. And California gets about 10% of their energy, it's reported, from hydroelectric plants. And so, again, this is the, as you said earlier, John, the birth pangs that we're seeing in this nation. A decrease in energy production, a decrease in, certainly in the food production. We've talked about how, what is it, Lake Blue, Blue Lake down there in the Nevada area, and Lake Mead, that whole Colorado River Basin that runs from Colorado down through the Southwest is in extreme drought again, and they don't have the water there. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul, trying to move water around, and it's a losing proposition the way that they're doing it. And it's building and building.
Yeah, but man has created a lot of this too on purpose, just to try to support their climate change, global warming narrative. I mean, you can look at pictures of rivers that are just flowing right by the reservoirs and right by the farms and stuff. So the fact that these reservoirs are empty, the reason they were built was to store water in times of plenty so that they'd have water in times of not so plenty. And they've been mismanaged on purpose for the last 10 years probably, to the point where they haven't been storing water. They just let it flow by. But it's all about their purpose. I mean, obviously nothing happens that God doesn't allow to happen, but we got to remember that these people are destroyers. They come only to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what they do. They do the work of their father, the devil, and their goal is to kill as many of us as they can. And as soon as we get that through our head and realize that there is an enemy of God and his people, and they're all about us, then we'll understand what's truly going on.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, Remnant, we do have the phone lines open this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, the phone number 307-745-5913. Again, 307-745-5913 if you have a question or a comment. And
I noticed we're bombing Afghanistan again. So, boy, that didn't take long to get us back into the warmongering. And, of course, we'll rebuild what we blew up, just like we spent trillions of dollars over there fixing everything that we rebuilding everything we bombed the last time. And just the war machine at work. Funny how we didn't have any of that during the Trump administration.
Yeah, that military-industrial complex is not something that... It's just going to go away on its own, anyway.
Well, it's all going to go away pretty soon.
I thought it was interesting. Just a quick note. Did you guys see that there's a big rollout on August the 11th, on Wednesday, August the 11th? They're calling it Walkout Wednesday. And all of the... I guess you'd call them anti-vaxxers. I just call them smart people. But anyway, at noon they're gonna walk out of schools, businesses, and everything else to protest the lack of freedom on those issues. And anyways, I just thought I'd put that out there. I just thought it was interesting that it'll. I'll be watching to see how many how big a deal it is. I'm sure, like Paul said, that probably won't be on the news either. So it's
yeah, the
backfire. I think because there's still, you know, they like to inflate the numbers, but I say there's still probably half of the country that's not vaccinated, even over 12 years old or whatever. But you can see that. I know where I work, there's probably 50% that aren't. And if 50% of an organization is fired or forced to not work and make the decision not to get the participate in the science experiment, then that institution cannot function. And you're seeing it in the NFL too right now. You're seeing a lot of players that are saying, no, I ain't doing this, no way. You're not going to force me to do that. And they're retiring, or they're just taking a stand that they're not going to do it. And so I think a lot of this is starting to backfire on Amen. Them. Not that the NFL is a thing to watch anymore anyways, or even probably was in the first place. But it's good to see that there are people that are taking a stand. And I saw the other day UC Health is demanding, requiring all of their employees to be fully vaccinated by October 1st, or you will be terminated, is what the exact verbiage was. And then if you try to fill out the exemption for medical reasons, if you've ever taken a vaccine and they have a record of that, then you can't use the medical exemption. And now the religious exemption, I actually have a couple of letters I have to create, but there's it has to be a letter from your pastor, preacher, whatever, and has to be notarized, and it has to list all the reasons why you can't, you have a religious objection against taking the vaccine.
Yeah, the screws are tightening up, that's for sure. Well, let's we got a caller. Let's try the caller this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. I just have a few things I'd like to give as evidence that there's good news on the horizon. One is on August 8th, it'll be a new moon. Now, one thing I discovered, and perhaps you already know this, that if you look in Ezekiel chapter 46, it says in the first three verses, it says, on the new moon, it says, thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh towards the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. So I'm taking that as when we appeal to heaven and we, like John said, ask for the Lord's help, he's going to start giving us remedy. Now, we discussed before about the dollar, the 50th year of the dollar, and that's, in my mind, why all this is happening with the vaccine and all that, because the holders of the birth certificate, or however you want to look at it, the people that are U.S. citizens are debtors. And at that 50th date, and I learned this from Max Kaiser, and he wasn't even talking about him and his wife, you know, about this. He was talking about what's going to be the next currency, because they knew that the debt was due on August 15th, because that's when we went off the gold standard in 1971. But our remedy is going to be Leviticus 25:10. And I don't want to go on preaching, but I needed to call because I brought up the ninth of Av and the issue with that. Now, I've been looking at this brother on YouTube. His name is, he's under the moniker of Coach in the Fight. And he's saying that the ninth of Av is August 18th to 2021. So I'm just bringing it to you, brother, saying this might be ahead of us. And he talks about the 10th of Av and Ezekiel chapter 20 and Jeremiah 52, that was when the temple was destroyed. So I think this is in front of us, but the Lord is going to give us remedy. And one of them is going to be that Leviticus 25:10, the Jubilee. They're going to say the debt's due, and we're going to say, hey, look at the Liberty Bell. We're making a claim of right under the laws of God. So I just wanted to bring that to you, brothers. The Lord's going to give us remedy. We already have it. We just have to believe it and stand on it. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
307-745-5913.
That was a refreshing call.
Yes. I like that word, remedy. Remedy, that's a good word. You know, if you're sick...
Yeah, but you have to have contact blood.
Absolutely.
I think that's...
Absolutely. Just like the caller said, the remedy's there. The remedy is there. You know, it is. It's just a matter of laying hold of it and obtaining it. And it is the blood of Christ.
My Bible says that our God can take a curse and turn it into a blessing. And he can take this curse that's planned by the evil ones with regards to participating in this science experiment and turn it for good, where it only affects those who will not humble themselves and repent and return back to him and be washed in the blood.
And that's right. And it could very well be. This is the opportunity. This is are you gonna side with the world, or are you gonna side with Christ and the blood of Jesus? With this vaccine, when you look around, even though those that are vaccinated are still testing positive, you see that all over. Like you said, John, UC Health requiring it. The state of Maryland, all state employees will be vaccinated, no exceptions, no exemptions. Palm Springs, California, is now requiring vaccine passports for indoor seating, indoor eating, any type of public gathering, whether it's a restaurant or a sporting event or shopping, anything inside requiring basically a vaccine passport, proof of vaccination. United Airlines mandating vaccinations for all of their employees. Delta did that earlier, and the list goes on, and we're seeing it just continue to grow and to grow and to grow. I saw one editorial and it was promoting that this not being vaccinated, that people need to think of it as somebody driving drunk, that non-vaccinated people are like drunk drivers. They're a danger to others. Now, those are quotes. I didn't come up with that. They're a danger to others. And so we see that's what the enemy's doing. They're trying to, not report the news, but to create public opinion and to sway those half that you mentioned earlier, John, mm-hmm. that aren't vaccinated yet, and to shame some of those into getting vaccinated. And I think all that
they're done with the carrot.
Yeah, that all that is going to be.
Now they got the stick out.
Yep. Are you gonna bow to that pressure, that society pressure, or are you gonna trust in God? And
but a lot of people will bow to it. That's the problem. They're saying, there's legislation that they're trying to get through Congress right now that if you are not vaccinated, then you're on a no-fly list. Basically, you're a terrorist and you're going to be on a no-fly list. Well, that's fine. I'm not so sure you want to fly anyways if the pilots have been vaccinated. Because just think about it, both the pilot and the co-pilot and the third officer all been vaccinated, and it all affects them adversely. Probably not the best place to be, especially when now that they got those doors so secure that even if you are a pilot and could fly the plane, you probably couldn't get in there to control it.
I want to be on that list.
Yes.
Good time to go to your house and close your doors.
Sure might be. It sure might be.
Good time to prepare, that's for sure.
That's right.
For whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do, especially if you're the patriarch, because you're responsible for your wife and your children. Exciting times.
It is.
Sure.
It is. And it's not just the weather.
Well, and the CDC admits, though, that there's just as much transference in COVID, which is ridiculous, is that
they're saying how the Delta variant is spreading so much, but I remember watching a video clip where the head of the CDC was asked how they're testing for the Delta variant, and she pretty much lost it, just broke up and didn't know what to say because they have no way to test it other than the stupid PCR test, which the CDC is phasing out by the end of the year for in favor of a new test, which, by the way, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci own the rights on that test, too. So it's all, you know, it's the whores galore in America is what keeps coming to mind. You know, how many years ago was that? 20 years ago?
Whores galore. Try 30.
That's what we got.
35 years ago.
30 years, yeah.
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 And it is coming true. It absolutely is. Folks, if you're not familiar with what John's talking about, Whores Galore, it's a series the pastor did that describes what has happened to so many in America today in just blunt biblical language. We have the book. We'd be glad to send it to you. Just ask us. We'll be glad to send it to you. We sure want to get the information out. And contact us here at Scriptures for America. Let me tell you, hundreds have. I have sent cases of books out this last year, and it's working. It's the remedy. It will point you in the right direction. If you don't know you're sick, how do you know to go seek the remedy? And that's what this book does. It helps you to realize that you need to seek the remedy. It just does. Well, things are heating up. It was mentioned we're bombing Afghanistan again. Things are heating up, even with the invasion that's occurring all over the country and all over the world. Saw this headline, between Belarus and Lithuania. The Lithuania people are fed up, overrun, and they've given their border guards authority to shoot to kill, to stop the invasion. And they're having shots fired because of the Muslim invasion that is still going on. You know, you go back about just a few years ago, and we were talking about the Muslim invasion then because it was happening then. And we've seen the all but the fall of Europe, the culture that it was. It is no longer a white Christian culture, but a mongrelized hybridization of who knows what. And that continues to happen. It's not like it happened and was over. Saw this headline, 25% of pregnancies in England end in abortion. That's one in four end in abortion. And I wouldn't be surprised if half of those were because of rape from the Muslim invaders. But you can bet your boots it's not the Muslims that are getting abortions. It's not. And so we see this, we continue to see, I think God continues to show the people here, if they'll look, what is going on. And we've said for years that we seem to be about 20 to 30 years behind Europe in the socialization that they've had, in the just falling, free-falling into the debauchery and just the anything goes. And that does not go unpunished. That is a sickness on the land. And there's that word remedy again. God has a remedy. And just as he stopped and saw Abraham on the way to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah, I think that's what he's doing now. He's letting his people know that, hey, this is not going to go on forever. He's not going to put up with it forever. And the invasion that has happened in Europe, I think, is just so symbolic of that. And we see it here. The invasion here in the U.S. has not stopped. It has not stopped. It's just commonplace anymore. I saw a headline yesterday that there was an entire, like a 12-block street that was just shut off, and they basically, the Border Patrol basically surrounded it because it was part of the pathway of these invaders entering the U.S., and they just stopped them in this multi-block area, and it kind of turned into a holding camp, and it's just a road down in Texas. It's just things are changing. They are certainly not like they were before, and it was mentioned earlier, the why. I think, Tim, you said that. People are asking why. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Because God is not mocked. Because God is not mocked.
It's the invasion of it Joel.
Is. Yes.
Chapter 2.
Yes.
It's all coming through and going to devour everything. Unless we repent, you know. I keep saying it's 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust. If my people. If. Doesn't say, you know, that they're going to. But it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, which means repent, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land.
Yes. And praise God, there are those that are doing that. And it is those that will survive the locust of Joel. It is those that will... how many times have we said it? That will be, as it says in Psalms 91, that 1,000 will fall on one side and 10,000 on the other. But it won't come unto you. And that is one of the many promises, one of the many blessings for the not only the believer, but the doer. The doer. I would encourage you, Remnant, to... if you haven't heard it, if you're not familiar with it, a message by Pastor Peters comes to mind, and it was called The Bravest Thing Elijah Ever Did. You know, we read about Elijah throughout the Bible. In the book of James, we read about Elijah when it tells us to pray for one another and to seek prayer if we're sick and to do things like that. The effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much, it says. And then it talks about Elijah. It said that he was a man with a... What's it say with the countenance? A spirit like our own. You know, he wasn't Superman. He wasn't some, that had studied, been a monk all his life and knew the Bible and could quote it to you. No, he was a man like us. And it says he prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again and it did rain. Now, certainly that was the leading of God, and God spoke to him and that. But when you read back, go back into Kings and read the story of Elijah. And Pastor brings it out in that message, the bravest thing Elijah ever did. And it brought life not only to Elijah, but to others as well. And it gives us the biblical example that obedience to God, obedience to His Word, saves us. Not just from our sins, but in the here and now. Saves us from famine and from death itself. And it's there. If you need that encouragement, if you want that encouragement, the remedy is there. If you want to take advantage of it, if you want to apply it.
Well, that's the most important thing we can do right now is fulfill the Great Commission, the whole purpose that God called us is to share the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, Hebrews 1:14 says that we can call upon Him to send myriads of angels. And I have, I don't know if you guys have, but basically pray for the Lord to send ministering, you know, myriads of ministering angels out to prepare those people that we can reach as hearts and minds and souls to receive the truth while there's still yet time. And pray for guardian angels to protect those that are His, and obviously the warring angels that are battling Leviathan in high places like never before. I mean, we're in a battle right now between good and evil, spiritual battle that even some people who never even fathomed that there was anything in the spiritual realm are starting to understand
the battle that we're in, the time of the parable of the wheat and the tares, that we're right there, you know, where the tares are so bold and so brazen, sticking their heads up, just think that they don't fear God anymore is the big thing. It used to be that even those who questioned God or who were atheists or who may have been delving in demonic activity, they still feared God, but they don't fear God anymore. And I always tell people, if you sum it up in just a few words of what's changed in America, is people don't fear God anymore.
It occurred to me, I was watching some things the other day, and one of the things that occurred to me is we're seeing that underlying, I guess, I don't know the right moniker to hang on it, but maybe shadow government or something like that, sticking its head up more and more all the time, talking about the wheat and the tares. I mean, even some of the liberal dingleberries up there that normally, you know, just follow the party line, more government's better, more spending's better, more control's better. As we see some of these things show up more and more, they're going, you can see them every once in a while, it's like, what? So we're seeing this, some of the sons of hell over there are even getting themselves woke up a little bit. You see things going on. And the other thing that occurs is as this is going on, they turn on each other and tear each other apart. You know, we're seeing that go on. I mean, it's like the deal with Kumo is, I guess, an example of that. But there's others. That was just the one that popped up there in my thought. But, we see these things. Normally, they circle their wagons, and it doesn't matter what kind of atrocities they commit. They work toward this satanic, ungodly end, and we're seeing some chinks in what they do. The pushback and the resistance, I think it's interesting, just like the military, they're saying 58% of the military or 55%. There's numbers all over the place, but I was talking to a guy I know in there the other day, and he said, yeah, it's more like 80% actually are unvaccinated and refusing the vaccination. And then you have Biden come out, what was it, yesterday or the day before, and he's, well, we're going to make it mandatory. That's not going to play well with them. I mean, and I'm sure that some of them will be arm twisted into it, but that's more eyes being opened and more resistance. And it's a call out from God, like you said, and the fields are white unto harvest, and there's an opportunity there for us to talk to people and show people God's way of doing things. Their way is force this, and they're talking about travel bans and charging people on their automobiles by the mile to travel, which is the same thing as, a tax. There's all kinds of stuff going on. This tenant eviction moratorium, and it's a breaking of our country, but it's more than that. It lies in the face of every principle that God has taught us, you are the head of your home, that you own your property, that you're secure in your position. It's a blending or a bending of godly ideals to more of this one world, new world government order thing. We see God just laughing at him. I mean, it's like, I'm always reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those three guys stood up, and they were the only three apparently that stood up in the midst of that whole thing when they were supposed to bow down to the idol. But it didn't play well for them, and I'm pretty sure there were a lot of people that were emboldened and strengthened as a result of that, when they told the king off. So it's there's we're seeing this kind of stuff go on all around us, and it should encourage us. I think we should see that there's still those people out there who say no.
Yeah, amen to that. That is encouraging.
Yeah, you see they're coming after Governor Cuomo for his sexual improprieties, but that's all a cover-up based on what he did to those elderly in the nursing home. Over 15,000 are believed to have been killed that way, and you read there's a testimony of a whistleblower nurse who basically said she went to New York because they were looking for nurses, traveling nurses, and they were paying nurses $10,000 a week, and some of them had been sitting there for 20 plus days without doing anything. Anyways, she got called into one hospital there in Brooklyn or something, the heart of the deal, and she documented basically how they were putting these old people in rooms by themselves and right on a ventilator, which they knew would kill them. And at the time, you couldn't have your family go up there to try to direct the medical services. I mean, I witnessed it firsthand with my mom. Fortunately, it got to a point in the COVID pandemic that one person, one family member could go up there at a time for a short period of time. And between me and my brothers, we were able to protect her, because I'm sure that the plan was the same with regards to getting rid of the worthless eaters, is what they call them. But you think about it, people don't understand that as soon as that person dies, that's one less person on Social Security, because those Social Security benefits don't transfer. They disappear once that person dies. And, you know, you talk to people about that, and they can't believe, oh, our government would never do that. There's no way anybody would do that. But that's what the Bible says. There are those that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, kill, and destroy, and they're cowards. They always go after the weak and the feeble. The children, that's who they prey on. They don't prey on the strong.
Man.
I long for the day when the people see what... Pastor used to talk about that, too. Wait till the day when the people see what they've done to them. Awake,
yeah.
Awake,
yeah.
Israel.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And there's another, you know, you mentioned that, Awake, Awake. There's another pamphlet and a message that we have from Pastor Peters, one of the foundational messages, the cry out to awaken, to awake, awake, America, to what has gone on, what has happened. And, you know, we have those available, individual or in bulk, if you would like to pass them out. They're full of scripture, and they encourage you to think. You know, we don't have to be so eloquent, many of us aren't, to where we can, you know, sit down and like Stephen did and give that big very accurate history, and then you know, bring the conviction down upon the people so much that that they stoned him, but we have, you know, we have pamphlets, we have CDs, we have things that we can maybe ask questions. What about this? What about that? And if people will sit down and honestly look at the scripture and ask and think, and seek, that's huge. The word says if you seek, you will find. It's just that most don't seek today. But the help is there. It is. And so, Remnant, we certainly have it made available. Well, guys, we're all but out of time this morning. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the phone and the remnant out there that tuned in and is tuning in. Know that we pray for you. We ask you for your prayers as well. And we want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that at scriptures4america.org. Just click on the live video stream, and we'll get things started about 8:30 a.m. Mountain. That's 9:30 a.m. Central Time and 10:30 on the East Coast, 7:30 on the West Coast. And so we encourage you. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth. Looking forward to that, that prophetic word that is just coming truer and truer every day. And John, looking forward to your live message. Folks, we'll give you an opportunity to partake of communion. And the Bible tells us that's one of the ways that we abide in Christ and that he abides in us. And so we encourage you to join us. And if you don't have the video stream, we do record it and send out hundreds of DVDs on Monday. We'd be glad to send that to you as well. Just let us know, and we can get you on that DVD church ministry. Well, men, thanks again, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow, and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying?